First time festival goer. Exercise 6. Speaker 1.
With all the media coverage the festival gets every year, I think first timers have a good idea of what it's like. The various stages for bands, the separate areas for dance, comedy and kids, the mud after it rains. I sensibly took my boots and waterproof clothes. And you realise there's so much going on you probably won't see half of it. What I didn't imagine was that a complete stranger would lend me and my friend Sally enough money for food and train tickets home after our backpacks disappeared, probably stolen. If it wasn't for that woman, who we've since paid back, getting home would have been a big hassle.
Speaker 2.
I like reading, but the idea of going to a literary festival to listen to writers talk about books doesn't appeal much. High-energy music to rave to is more my scene. But my friends had a spare ticket and invited me along, so why not? Generally, it was all a bit quiet for me. Having said that, it wasn't just about books. There was some music, some comedy one night and drama on another, which wasn't what I'd expected. Some of the book talks were a bit dull. People actually fell asleep in one of them, which made me smile. But I also went to some that were very interesting.
Speaker 3.
My sisters often try to persuade me to go with her to the theatre and comedy festival, and this year I finally gave in. It's a massive event, of course, with loads of shows in all sorts of venues. There were a couple of things I wanted to see and couldn't. A new play about doctors and a Canadian comedian. The tickets had sold out by the time we arrived, which was a pity. But we saw lots of things, some excellent, some not so good. Apparently, it's always like that. It was surprisingly hot when we were there. Too hot, really. More suitable for the beach than sitting in theatres.
Speaker 4.
I went to our local carnival for the first time last weekend. A parade goes from the town hall through the town centre and ends up in the park, where various things are set up. Play areas for kids, food stalls, and a stage for bands. Lots of people dress up in different costumes, so it's very colourful. It all went very smoothly, as far as I could see. Considering it's run by a handful of local residents, it was all very efficient. I must say, though, it wasn't quite as upbeat as you might expect. Maybe the heat and humidity had something to do with that.
Speaker 5.
This summer, I went with a group of friends to a big festival of traditional and folk music from all over the world. I'm very interested in different cultures, and I liked a lot of the acts we saw. The music, the dance, the clothes they wore. I know this kind of thing wouldn't be everyone's cup of tea, though. There was a full programme, and while things didn't always happen as advertised, we had fun. It was partly because we all know how to enjoy ourselves, but everyone there seemed to be in a really positive mood. You couldn't help but have a good time.